In three of Bristol Bay's five commercial fishing districts, the managers are tasked with managing sockeye escapement to just one river. In the Naknek-Quijack district, the manager must manage two rivers, but in the Nooshiegak district, the manager must juggle managing the escapement to three rivers. The job has been a little easier this year thanks to the early and strong push of sockeye, which put all three rivers on their way to reaching the escapement goals. Those goals have since been met. Tim Sands is the ADF&G area management biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He is surprised by how many sockeye are making it through the commercial fishing pressure in the Nooshiegak district.
Considering how much we're fishing, I think they're pretty high. What, we have almost 20,000 up to Nooshiegak yesterday, and that's kind of almost normal for this time of year. And if we were kind of ramping up, not kind of on the backside of things. So I think the weather's a big factor. I think the weather's just pushing fish through the district and really making it tough for people to fish. But I would have expected lower escapements.
On Tuesday, another 34.9 thousand sockeye were counted as escapement to the Wood River, and another 9.5 thousand sockeye were counted through 9 a.m. Wednesday morning. That pushes the total escapement to 927.6 thousand sockeye. That's well within the escapement goal of 700,000 to 1.5 million fish. Sockeye escapement to the Agushik River was counted at 9,000 fish Tuesday to push the season total to over 181,000. The escapement goal for the Agushik River is between 150 to 300,000 sockeye. Sockeye escapement to the Nooshiegak River was counted at 19.5 thousand fish on Tuesday to push the season total to 744.8 thousand. That is also well within the established escapement goal. However, there has been some confusion about the Nooshiegak River's sockeye escapement goal. In the 2013 Outlook for Commercial Fishing, the escapement goal is listed as between 370 to 760,000 fish. At last December's Board of Fisheries meeting focused on Bristol Bay, the board approved increasing the lower end of the Nooshiegak goal from 340 to 370,000 fish. However, it was never mentioned that the upper end of the goal would also change. The new official upper end of the goal is now 840,000 sockeye. That's an increase of 80,000 fish. Chuck Brazil is the Bristol Bay Research Coordinator for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He says the change is due to the permanent switchover from using the Bendix sonar counting technology to using the Ditson sonar counting technology to count escapement to the Nooshiegak River.
The Bendix sonar typically counted fish. However, the Ditson sonar has a higher resolution and can better identify fish swimming through the beam. So we've been able to increase our ability to estimate fish passage through the sonar by using the Ditson.
Fishermen should be aware that the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is now working with a new escapement goal for the Nooshiegak River. Once again, that goal is between 370 to 840,000 sockeye. Besides managing to hit the escapement goals, Fish and Game is also tasked with hitting some allocation splits. In the Nooshiegak District, 74% of the harvest is supposed to go to the drifters, 20% is allocated to the Nooshiegak Section set netters, 6% is allocated to the Agushik Section set netters. At last report, the drifters had over 79% of the catch, while the Nooshiegak Section set netters had 15.9%. The Agushik Section set netters had 4.9% of the catch. Sands believes progress is being made towards reaching those allocation splits.
We were at 10% 3 or 4 days ago, and so we're clawing back, and we're gaining a little bit. We gained a little bit each day over the last few days, and so I think that's a good thing. The pulse fishing, you know, taking a little bit of time off the ebbs helps with that.
Sand says it may be difficult to make a major readjustment to the splits because of concerns about getting too much escapement at one time.
We don't want to, you know, skip a tide, for example, with the drift fleet, because we think we'd lose a lot of fish as escapement that we don't want to do. I think, you know, the next thing that will probably happen is our boat count's going down, and when our boat count gets below some number, that there's no set number, but at some point we'll decide that there's not really enough drift effort out there and we'll go to continuous fishing. But I don't know what that number is.
Currently, the set net fishery in the Nooshiegak District is open until further notice, and Fish and Game is giving the drifters about 18 hours a day of fishing time. The Nooshiegak District is home to the largest king salmon run in Bristol Bay, and that king run to the Nooshiegak River is still coming in with some strength. On Tuesday, another 2.2 thousand kings were counted to push the total to nearly 74,000 fish.
You know, we lost a little ground the last couple days, but normally the counts should drop off around around this time. So I still think we'll be very close to the 95 by the time all is said and done. I'm hopeful of that.
The sonar counting equipment that is set up each June near Portage Creek on the Nooshigak River was originally intended to just count sockeye. However, ADF&G's Chuck Brazil says the sonar is now used to count the other salmon species that return to the Nooshigak River.
We've known for a while now that the passage of Chinook salmon is only an index. We knew we were only counting a proportion of Chinook salmon because the project's designed to count nearshore migrating sockeye salmon for management in the district. And right now we're doing a hydrophone study, and it's in its third year, to determine what proportion of Chinook salmon are migrating outside of the sonar. So we're looking at seeing what numbers of fish we could potentially be migrating outside of that sonar for Chinook.
The hydrophone study is in its third and final year, and Brazil says it basically can track whether or not a particular king salmon migrates in an area that is covered by the sonar counting equipment.
So down lower in the river, we have a crew who inserts a tag through an esophageal method into the fish, and we have hydrophones located at specific points in the river. And when the fish swims past those hydrophones, it picks up that signal from that tag. Each tag has its own specific signal. So we know how those fish are migrating and where they're migrating through the river.
Based on the current level of escapement, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is projecting that the king salmon escapement to the Nooshigak River will exceed the escapement goal of 95,000 fish. Tuesday's commercial harvest of sockeye in the Nooshigak District was 155,000 fish to push the season total to over 2.3 million sockeye. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.